Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello and welcome to Leader, Manager, Coach. Welcome along to the podcast. It's Rob Riles welcoming you to another edition. Great to have you with us and thank you for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please, please leave us a review. It helps to spread the podcast. It helps more people to benefit and it's of great value. So that's a little request from me, but thank you anyway. What we're going to talk about today, I've heard a couple of speakers this week talk about and use the word citizenship, and it struck a chord. And one of the things that's always made me think, and I'll be honest and say that it has irritated me. And it's irritated me because I know people personally who are very close to me, who I think fit into this category. And the guy who I was listening to talked about being a citizen, not a consumer. And look, it might take a little bit of thought to determine what we're talking about here, but you'll see the value of it as we move on. Being a citizen is being a part of a community, being part of a city. And a city is a body. It has a heart. It has infrastructure. It'll have buildings and it'll have people and so on and so on and so on. And it will be something that has evolved. It will be something that requires organisation. It will be something that requires leadership. And it will be something that requires work and effort and rhetoric and discussion and so on. It's not something that just happens. But let me ask you a question. How many people do you know in your circle who either work with you or live with you or live around you or you're friends with who just live in their own little world and take absolutely everything for granted and don't contribute? I don't know. But maybe they are what I'd call a net negative in the world. They exist, they breathe, they consume food and water. They're not criminals. They don't go out of their way to be malevolent necessarily, but they don't contribute. They don't go to their church, or they don't go to their local group, or maybe they don't vote, or maybe they don't do anything that makes somebody else's life better. Their main concern is, am I okay? And I'm not here to judge those people. What I'm here to inspire in you is, think about the difference between being a citizen and being a consumer. They are enormously different. And it's not about becoming the Lord Mayor of your locality. It's absolutely not that. That's an administrative role with a gold chain and a load of fluff around it. Let that be for those who feel fit to do it. We're not talking about that. We're talking about contribution. And if you believe what Emerson wrote in Compensation, everything you do will come back to you multiplied. And if you want to raise yourself up in your organization, I've said it before and I'll say it again, the best way to do that is to increase your contribution. Get there earlier. Provide somebody with some mentorship. do something for somebody else, stay a little bit later, offer to do a project, offer to do some training. And if you're not valued, look to move on where you can contribute. That for me is being a citizen. Don't fall for the easy option of being a complainer and a condemner and a criticizer, because everybody you associate with doesn't seem to meet up with the expectations. It's easy to do that, and I've been that person. There is nothing holy about me, let me tell you. I am a man with feet of clay. I have made all the mistakes you can make. I still make them. And I just share this podcast in the hope that it will help people on their journeys. Being a citizen also gives you the right to vote. So obviously you make sure you vote when you can. Otherwise you have let go of your responsibility. And there's more than one podcast talking about this kind of thing. And I'm not going to get into that right now about, well, they're not worth voting for. Well, they're the best we've got, so make the best of it. Try the alternative. As Jordan Peterson so often and profoundly points out, try societies that have put people into gulags for decades and destroyed countries and lives. Try dictatorships and the horrors of concentration camps. They appear to be the alternative. So make sure you damned well vote. And I'm not just talking about voting in elections. I'm talking about voting in everything you do. Because everything you do is like a vote. Because we have all these choices in life. Every single second, every single minute, we can turn up to be the best person, the best trainer, the best athlete. We can be the hardest worker, the most conscientious we can be, the kindest, the best listener. We can be open, or we can decide to take the lazier route of, well, I'll do it because this is what I feel like today. It's a dangerous game. And the fact is that probably most people do that. And by looking at it like a vote, that every time you do something, you're casting a vote. And you're either voting for the best version of you or the inferior version of you. Every single second. And everyone counts. And over a period of time, it will become apparent what you are and who you are. We're kid nobody. Look at yourselves and the people around you. You have a good handle on everybody in your organisation, your teammate. You know the ones who will dig you out. You know the ones who run further than everybody else. You know the coach who goes the extra mile. You know the coach who sits and listens. You know the person to go to if you need something. You know the people who do anything they can to get off early. You know the people who duck down and hope they won't be asked to do something. You know them. So what makes you think that they don't know that about you? Because what you are speaks so loudly, the world cannot hear what you say. What you are speaks so loudly, the world cannot hear what you say. So your life becomes your message over time. And it never ends, and you can always change it. So be a citizen, not a consumer. And in doing that, we have to beware the noise. Beware the noise. I had a conversation this week with a guy called Kevin Hannigan about data. We are overwhelmed with it. Social media has changed the world. The television, notifications, meetings, Zooms, Teams, noise, noise, noise. People, organizations trying to make themselves heard, politicians, and so on and so on. One of the greatest things we can do is filter it all out. Your strategy is your strategy, and I'm not here to get into that right now, but you turn off the notifications as you see fit. You meditate as you see fit. You go for walks in nature as you see fit. You have rest and recuperation as you see fit. I've decided this last couple of days, and this is the second day as I'm recording this podcast, I've had a really, what feels like a really physically and mentally tough 3 days. Long days, coaching, one-to-ones, presentations, and so on and so on. And a couple of necessary family commitments too. And I've decided that these couple of days, yesterday and today, I was going to really slow down. I was still going to do things, but I needed that time. You have to know yourself, but you have to get out of the noise from time to time on a regular basis. It's a slow burn. It's the slow burn that wins at the end of the day. Erosion changes the earth thousands of times more than do tsunamis and earthquakes. It's that slow, relentless, almost imperceptible change that changes an acorn into an oak tree over centuries, that creates a cathedral, that changes a baby into a boy, into a man, that allows you to evolve from that rookie student into that confident executive, that established professional player, that world-class athlete, that loving homemaker, that committed husband or wife, that great school teacher, whatever it is. It's because you've built a foundation, you've read, you've listened, you've studied, you've been humble, you've ignored the bluster, you've endured, you've got over the tiredness, you've picked yourself up, you've gone again. You haven't been enticed. You've stayed on the path and wandered off it and come back. Beware the noise. It's very, very, very attractive and enticing. Build your own foundation. You can only do so much because there's so much of it that's out of our control. And one of the most freeing things that helped me, you know, there's some of you out there who are desperate to be what it is you want to be. And that's a beautiful place to be. That's you embracing the hero's journey. It's you embracing the unknown, wanting to follow your heart's desire. Don't ever let that go. Congratulations from me. You're one of the world's heroes. But it ain't going to be given to you free. You decide to step out, you're going to get battered. You're going to have it from angles you didn't even know existed. And your journey is probably going to be 10 times harder than you thought it. And when you think it's over, it probably isn't even 20% done. You might be in the desert for a long time. It could well happen, and it probably will. And all you can do is keep doing your very, very best. You have to do your best and leave the judgment to somebody else, because things will surprise you. There's so much we don't know. We think we know the path. We fall into this trap of having a desire and a goal, asking for answers and searching for answers and going out of our way to work towards things. And we think we know the path. When you look back at your life, you'll see all these twists and turns that came from surprising places. So we don't know. All we do know is that we have a goal and we work diligently towards it and we ask questions and we reflect and we move forward as best we can. Because if you engage in that process, you will develop. You will develop. And it's who you are internally, deeply, as a person that is the powerful thing. It's not the bluster. It's not the coat, it's not the gold chain, it's not the office, It's not the sign on the door. It's who you are as a person and what type of foundation you've got. And that can only be built by somebody who's been through the fire. Standing up to things, being honest, having truthful conversations with yourself and others, and endeavouring day after day to do the right thing and letting your processes be the guide. Not the shiny pennies that come along, not the shortcuts. It's all about the process. Good habits on a regular daily basis. Jordan Peterson all the time talks about in his, is it 12 rules for life? Make your bed, eat healthily. Just do the little tiny things because you have to do them every day and they form 20 to 30% of your everyday activities. Do them well, do them efficiently, and then move on. Read, listen, work extremely hard, engage in fruitful conversation. Whatever it is you need to do. And it's about agility. It's about being able to adapt. That's what makes human beings so successful. As far as the evolutionists say, it's our adaptability. You know, we weren't born to just be this one thing necessarily. We can change. We can adapt. That's why we survive and how we survive. It's a constant renegotiation. Our relationships begin, evolve, and some of them die or just fall away. Nothing stays the same ever. You never step in the same river twice. It's always different. You've changed. You're wiser, older, more established. Maybe you feel more vulnerable. Good, I hope you embrace vulnerability. I hope you embrace vulnerability to its max. It is a process of constant renegotiation all the time. Relationships are like that. They never just stay the same. They have to be negotiated all the time if they're healthy. It is the way, or the Tao. The Tao, the way. Constant renegotiation. Voting every single second of the day. Being a citizen, not a consumer. Leader, manager, coach. Catch you later. Bye-bye.